Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Garth McGard. I will be your host for this weekday edition of the pod. I did not cut my hair. It's just pulled back a little bit. Audio listeners, you can just ignore that. We will now get into everything baseball related from yesterday, July 22nd, and we will start with news and notes as always. Bobby Witt Jr. hits the 10-day IL with lower back tightness. If you've been following this, he's been day-to-day, was playing the other day, tweaked it, and it seems like he is going to be put on the he's going to be put on the list for some period of time. They have pulled the plug. They're saying, you know what, we're the Kansas City Royals. We're not going anywhere anyway. Let's not try to injure the best player we've had since George Brett, and honestly, probably the best player we've ever had. Samuel Basayo goes to the 10-day IL with right shoulder inflammation. And if you're savvy, you realize, hey, didn't Adley Rutschman just hit the IL? Yes, he did. So both catchers for the Orioles going to be out for an extended period of time. JT Ginn hits the 15-day IL retroactive to the 18th for a right middle finger blister. And every time I see someone hit the injured list for a blister, it makes me laugh. But I suppose few people use their fingers more than pitchers. Rehab starts and recovery updates here. The only big one, Shohei Ohtani has a bullpen session. So he's working on getting back, throwing from the mound. No word exactly on when you can expect to see him rejoining the rotation. And just a couple transactions. Spencer Jones has been optioned back down, but Max Fried and Jose Ramirez have been reactivated for their respective clubs. That's going to do it for the news and notes. As we now move on to the notable performances, I start, as always, with my hitters. And my top hitter of the day is not a superstar, but someone I think absolutely who deserves his flowers. Joey Ortiz had a phenomenal day, a important day for the Milwaukee Brewers. 3-for-3 with a double, a triple, a walk, and a stolen base. Just kind of getting everything done. It was a day around the league where there wasn't a lot of explosive firepower, so I wanted to give Joey Ortiz some credit, a guy who has been struggling throughout most of the year, but since coming back from the All-Star break, has been really, really hot, hitting well over 400. And of course, we're talking about a six-game sample here. Nevertheless, really excellent start out of the gate in the second half for Joey Ortiz as he has a nice day here. Nick Gonzalez goes 4-for-8. Combined in the Yankees-Pirates doubleheader. He gets a home run there in what was a very low-scoring couple of games. Nick Gonzalez does really well for the Pirates. Has had a quietly quite nice year. Jeremy Peña goes 3-for-4 with a home run. Yordan Alvarez 2-for-4 and a league-leading 34th home run. Herberto Hernandez for the Miami Marlins goes 2-for-4 with a double, a stolen base. Esteban Ruiz 1-for-4 but is able to get two stolen bases with it. Spencer Torkelson goes 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Chase Mydroth, 4-for-4 day. All singles, but dang it, it gets you to first base. Drake Baldwin goes 2-for-3 with a pair of walks. Matt Olson says, you know what? I like that slash line. Let's do it myself. 2-for-3 with a pair of walks for the first baseman. Jackson Merrill goes 2-for-4 with a home run. He has been red hot in the second half so far. Fernando Tatis Jr., 1-for-3 with a triple and two walks. Continuing to just pick away at being a really decent, relevant fantasy player again, and starting to eat back his value. Chandler Simpson goes 1-for-2 with a walk and two stolen bases to his name. Freddie Freeman, 3-for-4, two doubles, a walk. Dalton Rushing, 2-for-4, a double and a home run. Andy Páez just goes 1-for-5, but is able to pick up two stolen bases. Páez has been rough the last couple of months. If you have been paying attention, OPS around, I think, a little under 700. So if you're a Páez owner, maybe a good time to sell. Tommy Edman goes 3-for-4 with a triple. Alec Bohm, 2-for-4 with a home run. Trevor Larnach, 2-for-4, a home run and a walk. Kyle Manzardo, 3-for-5, home run and a double. Stephen Kwan, been really nice the last couple of weeks, 3-for-5 for Stephen Kwan. Wade Meckler goes 2-for-3 with a walk, and the Angels lineup, Josh Naylor, 2-for-4 with a double. The entire Diamondbacks offense, you know, sometimes I write out everyone who did a really nice job, but on days like this, I just like to throw out the whole team. 17 hits, 15 runs, 8 walks, 5 home runs for the Diamondbacks offense. They got on base a total of, you know, do the math there, 25 times, just a phenomenal performance. And basically everyone in that lineup, except for Geraldo Perdomo, I was blanking on his name for a second. Everyone else but besides Geraldo Perdomo, everyone besides him had a great day. And finally, CJ Abrams continuing to have a year that is going to make the Nationals front office really think if they want to extend him to a long-term deal or sell, where his price probably will never be higher, because he goes 4-for-4 with a double and a stolen base to just continue to be one of the most productive players in fantasy. That's going to be the daily the daily hitters. Be sure to check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on these hitters and then some. I'll take a short break and I'll come back with my starting pitchers, the reliever report, and my preview of today's games. See you in a bit. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We now move on to the starting pitchers, and it was a weird day on the mound for a bunch of teams. Some decent, mostly decent performances, nothing super noteworthy. One pitcher I do really want to highlight, though, is my pitcher of the day. That's going to be Bubba Chandler. 6 1/3 innings, no earned runs, 2 hits, just 1 walk. And if you know that Bubba Chandler doesn't allow a walk, it means he had a great day. 5 Ks, 94 pitches, 11 whiffs, 31 CSW percent. Not extremely overpowering. And the Yankees lineup is not extremely good. However, fastball was sitting at just a bit under 99 miles an hour, 17 inches of IVB. This is a really good outing. This is a very reassuring outing because he is someone that, if you've been following Bubba Chandler throughout the year, he can be erratic. He can struggle to get the whiffs. He can struggle to get the command down, and it seemed to be really working for him. The Yankees were unable to find an answer. Nice day for the Pirates flamethrower. Not Skeens, the other one. You know the drill. Mitch Keller goes 5 innings, no earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks on 75 pitches, 15 whiffs for Mitch Keller, 36 CSW percent. The pitch modeling is always going to not like Mitch Keller because his fastballs aren't fantastic. Really was able to make a lot of short work out of the Yankees, which maybe says something about the strength of that lineup today. But nevertheless, really nice performance. Christian Scott, across the metro, goes 3 2/3, 3 earned runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks on 89 pitches, 10 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. Lot of long at bats here. He was just not able to get the volume. The pitch modeling liked a lot of the stuff, but like the first at bat of the game, Christian Yelich was a nine pitch at bat. That just kind of set the tone as he was unable to really punch hitters away efficiently. Logan Henderson went 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, no walks, 9 strikeouts on just 80 pitches, 17 whiffs, 38 CSW percent. That's really the thing with Logan Henderson. He's so good when he's on, and the Brewers are just keeping him on a short leash, and I don't quite know why, and maybe they're just thinking for the postseason, but Henderson, really nice. At least they let him go 5 innings, you know? Emerson Hancock goes 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 3 Ks, 95 pitches, 9 whiffs, 23 CSW percent. One of his worst starts from a pitch modeling perspective. Most of the time, it really is favorable on Hancock. This one, not so much. And you can kind of just tell by the whiffs, the lack of strikeouts. It just wasn't his top stuff today. Still was able to be fairly effective. Cade Cavalli goes 6 innings, no earned runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, and 90 pitches. Speaking of a guy that may be dealt, 10 whiffs, 30 CSW percent, D plus PLV grade. Not amazing. I personally think that's quite pessimistic on him. I don't quite know why it's super low. Nevertheless, it's a solid outing from the results standpoint. Gage Jump goes 4 2/3, and it was not pretty. 6 earned runs, 8 hits, 4 walks, 5 Ks, 83 pitches, 7 whiffs, 28 CSW percent. Quite strange that the pitch count is relatively low, despite, you know, he allows 12 base runners, just 83 pitches. Kind of just shows he got pounced on and it did not work well. C- POV grade for Gage Jump. Reed Detmers had a really nice outing until it kind of just slipped away from him a little bit. 5 1/3, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks on 85 pitches, 10 whiffs, 29 CSW percent. He was really cruising for a while and it just kind of left him a little bit. He threw only one changeup in this outing, and he faced mainly righties. Detmers is a lefty, of course. I don't know. Baseball's weird sometimes. Just wasn't feeling it, and maybe that impacted some sequencing thing third time through the order. Regardless, solid outing for Detmers, who is another name that's probably going to get traded, you'd have to imagine. We'll see what the Angels do. They're always weird. Max Fried goes 5 innings, no earned runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, 7 Ks on, get this, 57 pitches. It was a planned short outing for Fried coming back from the injured list. But yeah, likely they just said, yeah, go five innings, Max, see how you do. He throws an absolute gem. And had he gone on longer, would have been my pitcher of the day, no questions asked. 10 whiffs, 35% CSW. Still, he was up a tick and a half. And maybe that was just because he knew he was cruising. Regardless, really nice from Max Fried. Finally, his partner in crime of the day, Gerrit Cole, went seven innings, and it was so close. It was so close to greatness. Seven innings, four hits, no walks, 11 Ks, 93 pitches, 21 whiffs, 34 CSW percent. That sounds amazing. Carson, why is it not the pitcher of the day? Does allow three earned runs, and they weren't cheapies. Yeah, not a sensational outing. You know, when your ERA is over four for the day and you're thinking, okay, not quite. Still, it's a solid outing for Cole and really reassuring that he can get the swing and miss still. That's something that has been a little fluctuated in his game in the last couple of years, and really nice to see from one of the premier aces of the generation. That's going to be the notable performances. For more information on all these pitchers and then some, check out the Plus Pitch Podcast and Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups. We now move on to the reliever reports, where I tell you everyone who saved it and who blew it. A lot of saves. So get ready for this. Steven Cruz got his first save of the year for the Kansas City Royals. Trevor Megill, his 16th save of the year for the Milwaukee Brewers. Emilio Pagan, his 9th save of the year for the Cincinnati Reds. Riley O'Brien, his 26th save of the year for the St. Louis Cardinals. Brian Baker, his 26th save of the year for the Tampa Bay Rays. Rossell Iglesias picks up his 20th save of the year for the Atlanta Braves. Brian Hudson, his 4th save of the year for the San Francisco Giants. Brian Abreu picks up his 6th save of the year for, Brian Hudson. It was going so well. Brian Hudson for the White Sox. For the White Sox, like you care. Brian Abreu picks up his 6th save of the year for the Astros. Aroldis Chapman is 23rd of save of the year for the Boston Red Sox. And I forgot to mention it at the top of the show, but the Red Sox picked up their 15th consecutive win, and then their streak was ended. So 15 consecutive wins, and then they did lose in a doubleheader against the Orioles, but it does snap there. Aroldis Chapman, though, picks up his 23rd save beforehand. Gregory Soto picks up his 13th save of the year for the Pirates, and joining him is Tim Hill, who picks up his first. Lot to get through. Who blew it? The Padres bullpen blew it. Oh, this was a funny one. Wandy Peralta and Randy Vasquez combined for one inning of work, six earned runs, seven hits, one walk, and just one strikeout. Michael King had a really nice outing, and it just didn't matter. I didn't mention it the run up, but you know, there's 30 pitchers going in any given day. Wandy Peralta did not start things off. Randy